Niamh Corja Ismisha Joe Bollard. Hafalcheroid Gudier Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. The Eva Corja, Thofalche Roth, Goody Erclore Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme Sounds Irish. Now, I'm Joe Bollard, and I'd just like to let you know before we really get underway that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I say every week on the programme, you can contact me at any time by email, and the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. Don't worry, I'll spell it for you. joebollard2@aircom.net. Now, be careful how you spell aircom, because it's aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment or an observation to make. Friends, it pleases me no end to know that each week our listenership is growing. I'm getting more and more emails from around the world, and a number of radio stations actually take the programme Sounds Irish and transmit it. So many people from many different countries are listening to Sounds Irish, listening to Irish music, and learning perhaps a little bit about our country. Let me explain first of all about the programme itself. Now, regular listeners will just have to be a little patient with me for the moment. Sounds Irish is a programme that, well, mainly of course deals with Ireland and Irish music, but not necessarily an Irish song or an Irish track. It could be performed by an Irish singer. It could have been written by an Irish person. You get the general idea. But it will have some connection with Ireland. Right? Okay, we've got that one out of the way. Secondly, you will hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music on the programme. We have Irish ballads, Irish traditional music, country and Irish, the old Irish American songs, and lots of other Irish, well, middle of the road Irish music, if there's such a thing. But I'm making the point to you here that it will be maybe not all your cup of tea or cup on tea, as we say in Irish, but I hope that you'll enjoy some of the tracks. And I do realise that our music, or a certain type of Irish music, doesn't appeal to everybody. But I hope you'll find something in this next little programme of ours that will say, hey, yeah, that's nice. Now, after our first track, I'll tell you a little bit more about myself and where I live. But first of all, we're going to have a lively opening from the Wolf Tones. The Wolf Tones have been a very, very popular Irish ballad group for years and years and years. Now, as I say so often on Sounds Irish, I don't like everything that the Wolf Tones did, because a lot of it was political material. But they do record and have recorded some great songs, such as this one. And I'll dedicate this to any of my Canadian listeners. It's the Song of the Backwoods, or Ireland Boys Hooray. The opening line, 'twas deep in Canadian woods we met. Hear the Wolf Tones.
In Canadian woods we've met, from one bright island flown. Great is the land we've tread, but yet our hearts are with our own. And ere we leave the shanty small, we'll fade the autumn day. We toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. We toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
We've heard her faults 100 times, the new ones and the old. In songs and sermons, rants and rhymes, and larks some 50-fold. We take them all, both great and small, and this we've got to say. Here's dear old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Here's dear old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
That brave and good men tried to snap her rusty chain, that patriots suffered, martyrs died, and all 'tis said in vain. But no, by snow, a glance will show how far we've won our way. Here's good old Ireland, loved old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Here's good old Ireland, loved old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Happy and bright the groups that pass from peaceful homes for miles, o'er fields and roads and hills to mass when Sunday morning smiles. And deep their zeal, their true hearts feel when low they kneel to pray. Oh dear old Ireland, blessed old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Oh dear old Ireland, blessed old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Deep in Canadian woods we met and we never may see again. The dear old Isle where our hearts are set, our first fond hopes remain. But come fill up another cup, and with every sup let's say, here's loved old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Here's loved old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Less got two for the price of one there, because we had some nice fiddle and some jig playing there, as well as the Wolf Tones. Now, a little bit about Joe Bollard. I was born in Dublin, lost my sight at the age of 2, and at the age of 6, our family emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool in England. My mother, my father, and, well, 11 children at the time, but another one came along later on. My mother had 12 children. I lived in Liverpool, although I was never really happy there. I always knew that someday I'd come home to Ireland. That was always my dream. And luckily, and thank God, when I was about 22 years of age, I did come back to live in Ireland. But in the meantime, at the age of 6, I went to a school in Liverpool where I got my very first music lesson, which changed my life because, well, I've been addicted ever since to music. I started as a piano player, and then when I left school, I wanted to be nothing else other than a professional musician. And it was a hard road, and at the same time, I had my dreams to come back home. I started to tour around the various nightclubs, and I got various jobs, and, well, I was beginning to make a bit of a name for myself, but eventually I had the opportunity to come back home to Ireland, where I moved to Ballina in County Mayo. And it was there that I worked with the Jack Ruan band for 7 years. And it was there that I met and married the girl that became my wife, Sarah. We lived there for 7 years and we had two young boys there, our first two sons. And then eventually I found that married life wasn't the life for a man touring the world with the Jack Ruan band as we did. So I took the bull by the horns and moved up to Dublin, where I once again had to make a name for myself. And I got established as a musician. And speaking of musicians and music, it's time for another track. And this time it's a song of Percy French. Now, Percy French, for those of you who don't know, towards the end of the 19th century and into the early part of the 20th century, Percy French worked as, wait for it, a drains inspector. But apart from working the drains, he was a prolific songwriter and wrote many songs about various places in Ireland. Here, for instance, this is him telling the story of the young man who went to London. And he went to work, and he lived, well, he hailed from the mountains of Mourne, which in County Down, and he went there to London, and he saw some strange sights that he'd never seen before, and he wrote a letter back to his girlfriend, Mary. Well, I'm not sure whether she was his girlfriend. Her name was Mary. She might have been his wife, but I think she was his girlfriend, reading between the lines. And he's telling her all that happened, but he still wanted to be back where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. And here's the lovely, clear, dulcet voice of Anne Breen and her version of the song.
The people are working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when down to the sea.
Now we come to one of those lovely old Irish-American songs that I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. Yes, I appreciate they're not everybody's cup of tea and I feel people's going, oh! But no, I grew up listening to this sort of material. It's the song from the movie The Quiet Man, the music written by Dick Farrelly. Now, there have been many interpretations of this song, but to me, this is the infinite, this is the definite one for me. It's the one I grew up with, possibly, that's why. But it's Bing Crosby and his interpretation of a man reminiscing. I guess some folks may say that I'm a dreamer. The Isle of Inishfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Bing Crosby and the Isle of Inishree. We might have another one of those Irish-American songs before the end of the programme, if I get time to squeeze one in. Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard is a big fan of Foster and Allen. I think very talented musician, very simply done. Every track they do, the harmony is nice and it's all so simple. And this one we know so well. The Irish is An Tuirnín, or The Spinning Wheel, tells the story. Oh, yes, you know it well. There's a young girl spinning at the spinning wheel and her blind grandmother half asleep at the fire. And the blind granny says, "I hear noise out there." "Oh, no, Mum, it's all right, it's okay." Mind you, at the same time, this young girl, her young man is waiting for her. And you know the story. He's saying to her, "Get up on the stool." And she's casting a glance over at the blind grandmother beside the fire. But eventually, temptation is too strong. She gets up and jumps out through the window and leaves the granny asleep, and the wheel goes slower and slower. Foster and Allen and the Spinning Wheel.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting, is crooning and moaning, and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen Machara, I hear someone tapping, 'tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing, 'tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. There's a farm at the casement, the farm of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, "I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly. We'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Sprightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower, lower the reel rings. Hear the reel and the wheel stop their ringing and moving, through the grove the young lover by moonlight are roving."
Oh, the young madam! Ho, 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 up to no good. Roving in the grove, the pair of them, and the poor blind grandmother asleep at the fire. And, well, you know the story. Now we come to a song that was written by a friend of mine. She's gone to God now, Mayo Higgins, and she wrote a lot of very popular songs in her time. This one hasn't been recorded by too many people. I think the original was done by Rose Brennan, who used to sing with the Joe Loss Orchestra many years ago. Rose from Dublin. And I had the good fortune to meet Rose on more than one occasion when I was a teenager living in Liverpool, and we'd visit the local dance hall to hear Joe Loss and the band. And knowing Rose was from Dublin, well, not only myself, but a lot of our family used to go and have a chat with her. She recorded this song, and I think Sonny Knowles also recorded it. But here, Glenn Curtin. Glenn is telling us all about the beauties of Dublin Bay.
I have traveled far over the ocean to a land that is wondrous and fair. But of my Dublin Bay I am dreaming, for my heart it will always be there. When shadows of evening are stealing and the lights of the city are gay, sure the light that I see in my memory are shining on my Dublin Bay. I have riches and rings on my fingers, but my loneliness I can disguise. How I long for the love light that lingers in the sunshine of soft Irish eyes. This song from my heart I am singing, from a heart that's more lonely each day. Can it be I can only be dreaming of loved ones by my Dublin Bay?
We now come to yet another icon of the Irish music scene, certainly during the past, 40 years or so. I speak of Luke Kelly. Now, Luke started his musical career actually in Scotland, singing a lot of Scottish folk songs. Excellent folk singer, good banjo player too, used to accompany himself singing. Then he came home and he joined up with Ronnie Drew. Ronnie had his own trio at that time. It was called the Ronnie Drew Trio, and they were singing ballads. They encouraged Luke Kelly to join them, and they formed themselves into the Dubliners. But here, Luke singing a song that I remember trying to pick out many years ago as a young lad, about 11, on the piano, because we used to have a recording of this at home, an old 78 record. You know the one? And I used to love this tune. Listen to Luke Kelly's interpretation of the Garton Mother's Lullaby.
Silent twilight falls. Evil from the
grey rock comes to wrap the world in thrall. A land of an oak, my child, my joy, my own, my heart's desire. The crickets sing you lullaby beside the dying fire. Dusk is drawn and the green man's horn is wreathed in rings of fog. Shiva sails his boat till morn across the starry bog. A land of an old, the paly moon has ringed her cusp in dew. To hear the sad sweet tune I sing, oh love, to you.
Well, you could make no mistake about that. As soon as you hear the opening notes of that voice, you say to yourself, that's the late, great Luke Kelly. That was his interpretation of the Garton Mother's Lullaby. I did mention there about Luke Kelly joining Ronnie Drew, the Ronnie Drew Trio. And they formed the Dubliners. My opinion is that the Dubliners were the biggest and most popular of all the ballad groups. As a result of, first of all, the Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers in the early 60s, starting up in the US. And, well, they carried on the folk music because there was a big folk music boom in the US around that time. And not just Irish folk music, but folk music generally. And the Clancy Brothers, well, they carved a niche for themselves in the folk, Irish folk music scene. And then it caught on here at home. And the Dubliners, well, one of the original ballad groups here in Ireland, to be formed in Ireland. Not necessarily the first, but one of the first that started what we call the ballad boom here in Ireland. We Irish people love to sing songs about places, usually the place where we were born because we left it and went to live in another land or another part of Ireland, and we missed where we were born. Again, it's just a personal opinion, but I think we Irish are, well, the country that sings the most songs about its place names and places and towns and villages, followed closely by Scotland. Maybe it's the Celt in us that do it. But here, for instance, Tara folk, they just want to be dropped off at any Tipperary town.
Are you going across to Ireland? Will you take me in your car? And I'm sure you'll find my conversation sound. I can pay my way entirely. I'll enjoy your company. Leave me off at any Tipperary town. Leave me on the road to Nina, near the rippling Shannon Coal, where the Aran Mountains join the silver mine. I'd be happy to in care, where the county shadows fall. I'm at home in any Tipperary town. there's Cashel, Tip and Lara, Old Boris and Clochin. You can't leave me where I've never been before. In Roscrea, Dundrum or Carrick, in Thurles or Clonmel, or my birthplace by the town of Templemore. Leave me on the road to Nina, near the rippling Shannon Call, where the Ara Mountains join the silver mine. I'd be happy to in care, where the Galtee shadows fall. I'm at home in any Tipperary town. I'll relive again the memories of times I used to know, ere I felt the wandering dreams invade my mind. And the little town of Bemley I knew so long ago, how I rue the day I left them all behind. Leave me on the road to Nina, near the rippling Shannon Call, where the Ara Mountains join the silver mine. I'd be happy to in care, where the Galtee shadows fall. I'm at home in any Tipperary town. I'm at home in any Tipperary town.